Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go, folks. It's Beer Night Out on Varsity Superstars. Superstars this Friday night. Now, folks, Friday night, beer night out is a night to forget about your corporate job, forget about all your bills. You know, we've all worked hard all week. Boy, have I worked hard this week. Yeah, I've done a lot of work this week, and looks like the president of the company was indisposed in Massachusetts, Cape Cod, Martha's Vineyard, Newport, Maine, New York City, all points north, somewhere above Washington, D.C., and I had to take up the slack all week. But you know what? It's all over now. We made it. It's Friday night. Now, it's 11:04 here. We're doing our show a whole lot later than we've been doing it before. But you know what? we've still got plenty of room to pour one up. Now, folks, if you're out there, pour a beer with me. Grab down the top of the trail. Barbecue Superstars loves you. Hey, right now you're in barbecue heaven. If you're in Alabama, Georgia, Florida, want a big shout out to the FBA tonight. If you're down there cooking it up with Whiskey Bent, Swamp Boys, and Big Papa's Country Kitchen, and Forest Foods, and now Dana Hillis, now why did you have to name it Big Papa's Country Kitchen? That's a lot of words. Couldn't you said something like Papa's Barbecue? I don't know, but anyway, we're going to be satisfied with Big Papa's Country Kitchen because he's won so many grands. But if you're out there tonight, it's Friday night. It's time for you to hang out with the barbecue teams. And now, let me tell you the magic thing that's going to happen by 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. You barbecue teams are all going to get together, and you're going to come up with something new somewhere out there on the KCBS, SCBA, FBA, GBA. Some of you guys are going to come up with a new little twist or a little tug or something that's going to be different on that barbecue. And when we get up, do the turn-ins by 1:30 tomorrow, there's going to be a change in barbecue, and it happens every weekend, and it just makes barbecue get better. So it's a magic night. It's Friday night. We've been down in Columbia, South Carolina all day with the South Carolina Barbecue Association, and I haven't seen my SCBA team friends for a long time. I forgot about time. I looked up, and it was 8 o'clock. I was like, beer night out was at 7 o'clock. Now, I'm not going to admit that I forgot to do the show. I guess I'll have to say it like this. Yeah, I forgot to do the show, and I'm 3 hours late. But, hey, you guys on the West Coast, you get a big break tonight because it's only 7 or 8 o'clock out there. And usually you guys are trying to listen to Beer Night Out at 4 o'clock, so now you're off. You've got time to listen to it live. And, folks, it's Red Solo Cup night. We're going to play a Red Solo Cup. But first, we're going to get our Bud Light Lime. And which one you got, Denise? She's got the Bud Light Lime. And we're going to say cheers to Greg. And if Greg's tired tonight, he's been pouring concrete out there for... Now, I'm over at my sister's house. We're in the Broadwater Mansion tonight. And, folks, this is a beautiful house. And my sister asked me, she said, we ought to sell and move to Charleston. I said, I'd never leave that house because, folks, now this is a secret between me and you, but upstairs somewhere, they got a bonus room. I'm talking about they got a little secret room way up in the top of this thing that it takes a lot of steps, twists and turns, and going through doors, and it's a secret door. And you come to the bonus room, and I have had dreams of setting up Barbecue Superstars headquarters heaven in the bonus room at my sister's house and having my own barbecue little soiree A in there. What do you think, Denise?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So we're going to do us a little Red Solo Cup. Now, you know how the game goes. Before we get done with the song, you got to drink the whole beer. So get you a brand new beer, pour it up. I'm going to give you 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. All right, it wasn't 10 seconds, but it was close. Make sure you get a brand new beer now. You know Toby Keith went off on this song. This is a great song. Let's have a good time. If you're out there cooking up a barbecue, you've got 52 more minutes with Barbecue Superstar Beer Night Out. Let's have a good time.
Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals, and you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable, and unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now, I really love But I really hate how you're easy to crack. Cause when beer runs down in front of my back, well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you.
Red Solo Cup, I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now I've seen you in blue and I've seen you in yellow, but only you, Red, will do for this fella, cause you are the Abbott into my Costello, and you are the fruit to my loom. Red Solo Cup, you're more than just plastic. You're more than amazing, you're more than fantastic. And believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say, Red Solo Cup, you're not just a cup. You're my friend. Yeah. Thank you for being my friend.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you.
Red Solo Cup, I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Drank a whole beer, don't fall over just yet. Now get a hold of yourself. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. All right, get a hold of yourself. All right, now, I tell you, in the news in barbecue this week, there's been a lot of stuff going on. Somebody's mad because they didn't win, so they swear up and down that the sanctioner body's cheating. You know, we had this one guy who took 32nd, and he's been winning grands, and the first thing he said was they didn't have any good judges. Oh, no, your shit just wasn't no good. So look, don't complain about the judges out there, folks. Cook some good barbecue. Figure out what you got to do to get in that top 10. And I'll give you a suggestion. Now, here's just a suggestion from Daryl. Go to Pitbull's Up and Smoke Online Barbecue School. Just go to pitbullsupandsmoke.com, and you'll find a barbecue school there that will put you in the top 10. Now, the main thing you got to do when you're at a barbecue contest on Friday night is don't drink. Do not drink a beer. No, I'm just kidding. Now, go ahead and drink. Now, we're drinking tonight. So, I got my beer right here. You get one, too, and you'll blow it tomorrow. Ha ha! No. No. Well, you can drink beer, just don't drink Jack Daniels or Crown Royal. Don't tell Myra Nixon that. But I tell you, folks, you know, we spend a lot of time worrying about the economy. And we spend a lot of time worrying about, oh, we got to pay this bill and that bill. We spend a lot of time worrying about our job. You know, we do. Hey, we've all got to make that money in order to create the donut and keep all our bills and everything on. You know, electric, water, and telephone will keep you honest. A car payment will keep you honest. But the big one that will keep you honest is the house payment. Ooh, did I say that word? Mortgage. And I tell you, what goes along with that is, if you've got a wife or a permanent girlfriend, you have to have a house, electric, water, and telephone, or it just don't work out. They won't live in caves. We were up there talking tonight, and they were talking about there are actually people in Colombia living by the river. This man and wife moved down by the river. Now, I don't know if they're living in a tent or a covering or a makeshift, but guy standing by the river last night, up comes a guy in a three-piece suit riding a bike. And he stopped and he said, "Were you down there fishing in a three-piece suit?" He said, "No, I live down there." He said, "What?" He said, "Oh, I got a big job down here at the corporation on Assembly Street." He's like, "What the world are you doing down by the river?" He said, "Well, I got all my bills paid. My wife left me bankrupt. And I just don't want to go back and have to pay a mortgage, electric, water, and telephone." Well, folks, I have to pour another beer on that one. Who's living by the river? You on your own on that one. I couldn't live without my house, and I just thank God I've got a good house. I'm glad my two sisters have a good house. My sister Robin and my sister Denise both have a decent place to live. And you know, I got to thank God for that because, you know, we wouldn't have the place we live if it wasn't for God helping us. And you know, folks, just to get a little sentimental over my Bud Light Live, we need to be thankful for what we got all the time. And now, folks, you know that my favorite beer is Miller Lite 16-ounce. I like the 15-count case. I don't like the 9-count. And if you got a Miller Lite tonight, hold it up and say, "Give Barbecue the Superstars a sponsorship." Okay, let me do a 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. "Give Barbecue Superstars a sponsorship." Oh, heck, I think they turned the channel. but, you know, girls like to have fun, too. And so we're going to play a little song for the girls. And now, look, try to drink a whole beer. Get you a new beer right now before the song's over. Drink the whole beer.
Good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. From this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Make a big shout out to Mike Mixon right now. Mike, wherever you're at tonight, we love you, buddy. And New Jack South is an exciting team. Mike Mixon is going to take up right where his dad left off. He's got his first grand champion now. I know his dad's got 220 grand champions, but Mike is going to take up right where he left off. And I tell you one thing that occurred to me this week, and I'd just like to share it with all the barbecue people out there, is, you know, the MBN must run some pretty straight contests, because I know when Myron was dominating the whole MBN circuit, they wanted to get other teams in there because it was always Myron Nixon's show. He won. But you know what? They still let him compete, and he still legitimately won. If they were a bad sanction about it, they'd have started cheating him and making him lose, even though he won, just because they didn't want him there. And I think that's the difference between MBN and the other sanctioning bodies, is they obviously did the right thing and told the truth and did a good judging job in the MBN contest, or Myron Mixon wouldn't have 220 grand champions right now. So hats off to the MBN sanctioning body for being honest and doing the right thing. Because you know what? Honesty. It's what it's all about. Honesty is what has made America great. And, you know, that's what FDR was saying about the American democracy. You know, democracy is based on honesty. And when you don't have honesty, then democracy fails. And, you know, as a nation, our number one goal to try to get back to is honesty. Thank you very much. Hey, man, I had a moment right there. Hey, did you all get that? But anyway, when you tell a lie and cheat your brother, for some reason, God brings consequences. You can never get away from the consequences. And when you do wrong to your brother, we all suffer. And, you know, that's the number one problem in this country today. You know, everybody wants to win or get over whatever it takes. And I tell you, one of the reasons we do that is because all these movies tell us to. You know, I tell you, one movie that done it real bad was The Matrix. That guy had that little black glasses on, and he didn't care what it took. he was going to get what he wanted. And man, look at the mess everything was in. They were looking at trying to make the human race extinct. I'm sorry. Is that what you say? Extinct? No. What is it, Denise? When a race is totally wiped out. It's not extinct.
Annihilated? Genocide.
Well, genocide, annihilated. But when a certain bird...
Too much fear.
When a certain bird ceased to exist, it was called extinct.
Yeah.
It wasn't extinct. That is the correct term. Thank you very much. And one more time. Oh, thank you very much, man. Yeah. And in the news this week, our famous friend that's been in jail many, many times, used to be a child star. What was her name? Lindsay Lohan decided that she wants to try to make a comeback in the acting world after 10 times being arrested for cocaine, drug trafficking, I don't know what all. They have a cell in Hollywood that is her decorated second home. And she decided she's going to try to make a comeback, but she ran over somebody in the garage on the way in. And now she's facing some more charges. And Lindsay, now, if you want to make a comeback on stop drinking beer, stop doing drugs, stop all the controlled substances, and then you also will be able to make a comeback. And until you don't, you know, until you do that, you're not going to be able to do it. But let's hear from JR and Bobby.
Very seldom did I ever hit you. It was always grab, threaten, and then nothing would
when
happen.
I burst into tears,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, please don't hit me. Please don't hit me, Bobby.
We'll always be brothers, JR. But if you ever try and force me to choose, there's not a chance in a million I'd choose you or any family above my wife. I don't think you're...
It was a dumb, stupid trick,
Bobby,
JR! If you ever do it again,
I... your brother! Please.
The name of the game is huge profit.
You're destroying everything that Daddy spent his life building.
You're trying to tell me how to run my house?
You're damn right I am.
You know where you can put that?
I'll show you
where
I can put it. You're in a fight. You can go out behind the stables.
This is your style, JR. My wife and the man that put Cliff Barnes in office.
Your wife got in plenty of trouble before you all got married. I don't understand why you think she'd change.
Hey, wait a minute.
What the hell's going on? Are you going to punch me out? No, I'm not.
Good. Because you're younger and stronger than I am, and I don't look forward to having dinner with our mother with a split lip.
Another note, I'd just like to say, you guys in the Middle East, could you cool out for 5 minutes? Now, let me give you exactly what needs to happen in all these weird countries in the Middle East. Now, let's take a little break. Put down the rocket launcher. Put down the grenades. Hey, you in the back? Just hold off on that border shot just for a minute. Hello, folks. Hello. The only houses that you're burning and blowing up are your own. Now, let me get this straight. They made a little movie, and they said that you guys were a bunch of jerks. And you're going to get so mad because somebody said you was a jerk. Now, hold up. You probably are a jerk. You probably an asshole. But I didn't mean that. But what I meant was, so you're going to blow up your own house and kill your family because somebody somewhere said you was a jerk. Now, how stupid can you get? Now, let me back up for a minute. In the United States and most of the civilized world, they call each other assholes every day. Do you know how many times Barack Obama has been called an asshole? Now, don't you say he did it, because back up, wait a minute. Everybody calls everybody a jerk eventually. We talk about each other, but I ain't blowing up my house. I ain't in the street demonstrating. Now, look, let me give you some advice. Now, look, fly some Italians in there, not just a few, maybe 10,000, and you need to put up a pizza place on every block corner. Pizza, pizza, pizza in Papa John's. No, not Papa John's, man. He's an asshole, man. He's getting into politics. But Domino's pizza? I don't know. Some of them Sicilian pizza guys. New York-style pizza. Now, if there was a New York-style pizza on every corner in Syria, I don't know, bomb the hell out of the country, because that's really all their name. We bomb the hell out of ourselves. You get, man, somebody call you a jerk, go down and buy you an extra large with four toppings. Get a Meatloaf, Pizza Hut, and eat you some pizza. Look, man, you'll do your country a whole lot more good eating a four-layer top Pizza Hut pizza than you would shooting that rocket launcher. Good God. Cool out. Chill. Good Lord. Take it easy. Man, I tell you, I never see so many people that would get mad at the drop of a hat. Cook some barbecue. Now, I know you wouldn't cook no pig. Could be barbecue pork. So, look, how about some goat? Y'all got some goat? Y'all might eat a goat. Look, start growing you some goats, and every Friday night, have you a barbecue goat go to Allah party. And you know what? You'll have a better day. Your life will be better. And I tell you, you'll be able to live because your houses will last longer than a month. Now, there's a lot of houses over there that have been up more than 30 days. But they've been remodeled twice because the shell, the clay shell, wasn't destroyed, but everything inside was destroyed. Now, let me point one other small fact out to you. The sheik and the rich guy that's leading the country, his house won't ever get blown up. Do you think he cares if you blew your house up and you burnt your city down? He don't care. You know why? He's going right up in the living room and up in the kitchen, and he's fixing to eat him some pizza. But guess what? You just blew the pizza place up. You ain't getting done for months. So listen, when somebody calls you a jerk or jumps in your business, cool out. Take it easy. Put down the grenade launcher and get rid of the bottle rockets, all right? Because the only people that you're burning down is your own house. And I tell you, you got to wonder how sane a person is that would blow their own house up because they mad about something somebody else said. My goodness, that means your enemies could just come up and say something about you, and guess what? They know what you're going to do. So they're down there, and they're trying to make you do it. That way they'll win. Chill out, folks. It ain't that bad. Can you imagine how many times anybody famous has been called a jerk? And I tell you something else. You ought to laugh because you're the one they're thinking about.
Thank you. Transformers, place to go. Load the truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King in the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. We had learned how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread like I know something y'all don't know. And that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. The old dirt road is what y'all with.
Them chilling on the dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving last ride. I'm hitting Eagle Street on the
back and think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways, and we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different around here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. So if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell, what a lifetime in.
Chilling on the dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, got me reminiscing on the good times. Turning off a real life driving, that's right. I'm hitting Eagle Street in the times. That's right.
On this SCBA circuit, all the different competition circuits out there. And folks, cooking barbecue is where it's at. You know, everybody loves barbecue, and there's not a person out there that, if they didn't have the right rack of ribs or some Boston butts that are done perfectly like Dinosaur Barbecue. We want to give a big shout out to Dinosaur Barbecue. You know, they're known very well in New York City. These guys really know how to set up some Boston butts and ribs, and they're world championship, world-class cookers. And, you know, barbecue is a sport.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is ABC's
Wide World of Sports. And barbecue is a sport right with them. And, well, we're going to end it with our Hell Yeah song. You know, every time she says, Hell Yeah, we want you to come back with a great big loud Hell Yeah. And we just want everybody to know out there that everything you do on the barbecue competition circuit is important. You're changing the face of barbecue. You're breaking new ground. And we're plowing in to the private sector, to where populations of the general public know about us
want to get involved with us, and it's going to bring the big sponsorship and the big dollars that all the barbecue teams know that we need. And Barbecue Superstars wants to be a helping hand in that. We want to help every one of you teams. And so let's end it off with a little hell yeah song. Let's do a few hell yeahs before we go to bed tonight. And folks, if you go to Barbecue Superstars, you can become a member. We've got memberships there. We've got the Barbecue Superstars National Tailgate League now. And we'll sanction a contest on any college or NFL team's parking lot. And folks, if we sanction contests, it'll get it more organized. And everybody can have a real good time. And then we've got the National Barbecue League. We'll sanction your contest. If it's not sanctioned now, we'll sanction it. If you're a contest with another sanctioned body and you didn't get good service, call us and let us know for a fee. We'll come sanction your contest. And I tell you, Barbecue Superstars is here for everybody in the barbecue world to use to move this thing ahead, get sponsorship, and get your barbecue on. So let's do a hell yeah song before we go. Oh, hell yeah. Megan went to London, played for the Queen, hung out with Prince William and his wife. They were in the courtyard, and they got the guard to make a face. And she came back now, and boy, it's hard to believe that my niece actually went to London and did all these things. And,
now keep my Christmas lights on my front porch.
We want to thank everybody for coming by Barbecue Superstars tonight. We want to let everybody know we love you. You're part of the Barbecue Superstars family. Barbecue Superstars will do anything it can for every team, every catering company, every restaurant, every competition, anybody out there. If you cook barbecue, you love barbecue, you're part of my family. And we appreciate every one of you. Get out there, win you a grand tomorrow. Put your head down, concentrate, put down the beer now. And for you guys in the Middle East, put down the rocket launcher and cool it. Let's all cool it. Let's have one good night, just a little time to have some peace. And, folks, barbecue is something special. And it's a way of life for a lot of you, just like for me. And I'll tell you, folks, we can unite around one thing, that Barbecue Superstars and barbecue is hell yeah good. So I hope everybody has a great night. This is Daryl from Barbecue Superstars. We are out.